The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Devils Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition, taking your phone calls at 844-967-2789 right until my little buddy joins at 5. At least he's listening. That way I don't have to rehash everything. 844-967-2789. Carol from Madison. Welcome, Carol. What do you got for us?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about CJ and his oil production.
Yes, ma'am.
Because, you see, even though Biden said no new leases should be offered on federal land, the oil companies are actually sitting on hundreds, if not thousands, of leases that they already own. And the reason that they're not pumping that oil out is because it's not profitable enough for them to do that. So, CJ, maybe you better, you know, if you want more oil produced in this country, you'll have to make it more profitable for the greedy bastards in the at the oil companies.
Carol, you've heard the term peak oil. I'm sure you've heard that term. It's one of my favorite business terms. I've used that to basically talk about the point where a corporation stops growing and starts contracting. That's always the kiss of death in business. Do you think it's possible, Carol, that we have exceeded peak oil? All the low-hanging fruit, all the easy-to-drill wells, well, they've already drilled there. And it's just the really hard-to-reach and the really polluted tar sands oil that we now, you know, we now quest after and not as profitable. So, you know, if it's tougher, they don't want to do it because they're only driven by profit margin. But Carol, ultimately, if we've exceeded peak oil, if we move beyond that point, the oil wars are only going to get worse. If we stay on the oil standard, I mean, it's a commodity. And if there's less of it, then there's going to be more fighting for it.
That's true. And that's why, you know, I mean, at some point, back when I was in high school, and we're talking in the 70s, it was like, and how long before we just plain run out of this stuff? You ought to be thinking ahead.
Well,
you know, it is now cheaper to do solar power than it is to burn oil.
Well, we don't have to give a tax cut to highly profitable corporations that way as well. We sometimes term it a perk, but the oil company's got one of the greatest perks, that whole depreciation. You get to take raw materials out of the land and take a tax write-off because now you've diminished your raw materials. Well, yeah, because you refined it and sold it for profit. But somehow oil companies, as I understand it, get to take that as a write-off. You don't even know what a write-off is, Jerry. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAT, welcome back. How you doing, Mark? Put the dishes down and grab the phone, fella.
Doing okay. It's a little sad. You know, CJ, your job at the Ministry of Truth has been fully secured. That and if that's a little too erudite for you, CJ, you got to look it up. That he spins this information. He gives false information with this. This certainty that he is so right. He talks with such certainty that well, maybe he's right. That, well, we've already heard the facts out there that we're producing more oil today than we were in 2019. And there's like 9,000 leases the oil companies haven't exercised yet. They're just sitting on, but they want to get a hold of, you know, the last of it. You know, get the right to destroy even more of our, you know, more of our semi-pristine wilderness areas, because there's nothing left on this planet that's totally, completely pristine. You twist facts around, and when you do that, it just kind of undermines your whole argument, because it has been brought up, we're producing more oil today than we were in 2019. and that we got to get off the oil train here, because oil is supporting the Russian occupation and the Russian forces drive into Ukraine. It supports the government in Saudi Arabia, who if you don't agree with that government, you're likely to lose your head if you're in that country.
Well, Mark, appreciate your call, and I appreciate your patience. But I cannot think of a single oil-based economy where we really, really want to be friends. You know what I mean? We might be friends of convenience. We might want to put a U.S. military base there. But do we really, really want to be friends? Fancy Brian, why can't we be friends? 844-967-2789. Something about the wealth concentrated in the soil, deep in the soil. When you can pull it out, you know, that wealth seemingly corrupts the societies driven by the petrochemicals. Maybe it's all the pollution. 844-967-2789. David, my conservative love muffin from Mequon. Although you seem less conservative than you used to be, David. Maybe I'm reforming you, fella.
Well, listen, I'm open to different ideas and hear from all sides.
Well, you don't get him fired up like CJ does, but hey, buddy, politics, who do you like in the bracket? Yes. Who are you taking in your bracket?
Well, I actually haven't filled it out yet, but I definitely think the Badgers are going to beat Colgate. I think that's a no-brainer.
Come on, that team's named after some toothpaste. If we can't beat toothpaste you, who we going to beat?
Well, you know, I think the Badgers could make it into the Sweet 16, assuming that Davidson is healthy. I like the team. They got a lot of grit to them. And I think Marquette, I heard you mention Marquette earlier.
Well, they're going against the Tar Heels.
I don't see Marquette beating college. I don't see Marquette beating North Carolina.
I wanted to save a minute for your politics. I'm sorry, Dave. I didn't mean to chase you down a rabbit hole. What do you got for me?
Sure. So, but really quickly, I guess we're on the same page in regards with not wanting to buy the Russian oil. I don't want us buying Saudi Arabian oil, and I don't want us buying Venezuelan oil. I don't think Biden should be groveling towards, hey, listen, we need to get your oil or Iran. If we had to get any oil, though, if we had to, and yes, I understand there's a big controversy with the Canada with the tar sands, but if you're going to get oil and you need the oil, you might as well gravel towards Canada.
But they don't just give us the Canadian oil. They ship it off to the international port. They refine it and they sell it to the highest bidder, Dave. We don't get first dibs on Canadian oil.
Well, you make an arrangement where we get to some of that oil. We keep that for ourselves, for our own, some of that for our usage.
That's not how laissez-faire economics works, man. You've heard of capitalism. They take whoever's got the highest bid. That's the way it works. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Tom Joint's next.
I drink your milkshake.
You don't even know what a write-off is.
Because you're bastard people.
And they're the ones writing it off.